For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Caroline Ballard. It's the halfway point of the Wyoming legislative session, and Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck joins us. Bob, it's a budget session, and that was a big topic last week. You thought there might be cuts to education funding, and it seems you were right.
Yes, most of those occurred in the Senate. They made some big changes to capital construction funding for school buildings, made a number of other reductions. There's also some other bills floating out there that will affect education, one by Senator Peterson in particular that could cut quite a bit of funding. That's in the Senate. And this is a lot like last year. We didn't see much of that in the House. So when the two sides get together this week to look at each other's budget, there is going to be probably an awful lot of disagreement over what you do with education. The Senate's position is we've got to cut funding in that area. The House, of course, the Speaker of the House is an educator, has been reluctant to do that.
A couple of proposed constitutional amendments seem to be gaining steam. What would they do?
Well, the two that we're talking about here are constitutional amendments that would do something about who gets to say how much money goes into education funding. So there is one that would set up bonding for local school buildings. Right now, the state, because of a court decision, is supposed to pay for all school buildings in the state, as well as major maintenance. What Senator Scott would like to do with his proposed constitutional amendment is make it so we would go back to the old way, before you were born, Caroline, when they actually used to have local school bond elections to build a new building. Problem with that is if you're in Laramie County, you have 8 new buildings that are needed. So you may be going to Laramie County voters and asking them to support 8 different so-called tax increases or bond issues. You can see where that could get tricky. If I know that the state of Wyoming is going to pay for my school building and now they want me to pay for it, why would I vote for that? So it's going to be a tricky issue. We'll see how they handle that. That is one, though, where they really have a good argument that the court has caused them some difficulty. The other one by Senator Affie Ellis is a proposed constitutional amendment that would keep the courts from determining how much funding, I'll use an easy term here, goes into the classroom, goes into the school district for day-to-day education. And the concern with that by many is that this would give the legislature an avenue to start cutting funding. There are a number of lawmakers who believe that the reason we spend, we're some 7th or 10th in the nation per student in a classroom, that's because of a court decision. I would like to point out that the court never told the Wyoming legislature how much to spend on education. In fact, that decision, the basket of goods, how much money they want to spend on classroom sizes, those kinds of things were all decided by legislators, many who are actually still in the legislature right now. This was a decision when we were flush. So any overspending happened because of legislators. And so they really could go in and just cut money if they wanted to. I think they're very afraid that they'll lose another lawsuit. There's something like 0-for-5 lifetime against the court system. So it's an interesting issue. There are a lot of people that would be very concerned that there would be suddenly less money going into education if this constitutional amendment passed. If you listen to the debate, that certainly sounds like where the Senate is heading. So this is one to keep an eye on as time goes on.
It seems like guns always come up in the session.
It does, doesn't it? Yes.
And obviously a hot topic nationally right now as well. Tell us about the Stand Your Ground measure.
There is one in the House and one in the Senate. And what this basically would do is not only let you defend yourself if you think your life is threatened, but the way the bill is drafted right now, which led to a lot of discussion and concern in the Senate Friday, is whether or not you can be arrested if you believe that your life was threatened and if you're threatening me and I shoot you because of it, that I can't be maybe prosecuted or will not face any civil liability. As you might imagine, the senators who are attorneys had a little concern about that. And so my guess is that as we revisit that issue today and tomorrow, there might be some second and third reading amendments to try and tweak that a little bit. The House, I don't know, has done much to that legislation, and that seems to be the House's nature. Let's get those back. But this is one that actually, according to the experts, Wyoming is one of the only states that doesn't have it. However, its own castle doctrine, which is when you break into my house to try and do no good, I can shoot you, that should extend our law onto the streets. And so there's a lot of people that don't think we need this. There was a prosecutor from Fremont County who came down to try to explain to legislators that the current castle doctrine law is okay. My guess is they'll pass something. But what will be interesting to watch here in the next few days is whether or not that civil liability piece or the prosecution piece gets out of there. Because if it doesn't, there's going to be a lot of prosecutors calling the governor and asking him to do something about that bill.
This also seems to be a session involving economic development. What's happening there?
A lot is happening. It's interesting. For a 20-day session, there's an enormous amount of these kinds of bills. They're doing lots of things with broadband. We've reported on the blockchain legislation, air service. That's been a big topic of discussion this year. And we even see some tax breaks for oil and gas that some might argue is economic development as well. That one a little more controversial than the other three. But it's been an interesting year to hear some of these things when we've heard Endow talk so much about diversifying our economy. It's been interesting to see how many legislators, especially longtime legislators, have wrapped their arms around some of these Endow ideas. So that, if you're looking for some good news from the session, certainly is one.
Bob Beck, news director here at Wyoming Public Radio. Thanks for keeping us up to date with what's going on in the session.
Thank you.